Hello and welcome to FinShorts Daily. In today's episode, we tell you why everyone's buzzing about a potential IPO of Tata Sons. Also, a quick side note before we begin. Our podcast host Rupin Paul is away for a few days. So until this weekend, I, Suman De Silva, will be filling in for him. Now, on to today's episode. For the uninitiated, Tata Sons is what you call a holding company. Think of it as the parent to the Tata Group of companies. It owns a sizable stake of around 30% in these group companies, such as Titan, Tata Motors, and Indian Hotels. These companies can use the Tata surname for the company or the brand if they wish to, as long as they follow the ethics and principles of Tata Group. And then the parent lets them run their own business independently without interference. When these 29 listed Tata companies and others in its stable make money, they share their profits with the parent. They may send it via dividends. For instance, 95% of Rs 35,000 crores of its revenue in financial year 2023 came from these dividends, and a significant portion of it came from the biggest cash cow, TCS. Once the dividend hits its bank account, Tata Sons can use it for whatever it pleases. It used it for the acquisition of Air India, and it pumped thousands of crores into Tata Motors a few years ago when the automaker was struggling. So yes, the end use of the money is entirely up to the parent. Now, a company might resort to an IPO primarily for three reasons. 1. The owners or investors of the company want to sell a sizable stake and make some money. 2. It wants to raise fresh money to expand the business and build new manufacturing units. 3. It wants to pay off the debt it has accumulated and clean up the accounts. But Tata Sons does not tick any of these boxes. For starters, 66% of its shares are owned by Tata-related trusts that do charity work. They conduct their philanthropy with the money that they get from Tata Sons, so they won't really want to sell their shares. Sure, you could say that the Mistry family, who also owns a part of the company, might want to cash out. But they've been waiting for that for a few years now, and Tata does not seem to be in a hurry to show them the exit. Also, Tata Sons has plenty of dividend clinking in its coffers. Not only did that help pare down existing debt, but there's enough to even pump into expanding capacity in its group companies. On the face of it, it does not seem like Tata Sons should be in a tearing hurry to launch an IPO. So why has it all been over the news then, you ask? That's thanks to the RBI. See, the central bank has a rule. If a holding company provides financial support to its group companies, especially by using public money or money that's borrowed from banks, then it will be called a core investment company or a CIC. And since Tata Sons fits the bill, the RBI classified it as a CIC. And also labeled it as an upper layer non-banking financial company or an NBFC. This meant it was a crucial player in India's lending ecosystem. However, the problem with this classification was that it came with another caveat, a big one. Tata Sons would have to publicly be listed on the stock exchange by September 2025. And you can imagine that Tata Sons wasn't quite pleased with that diktat. It's a private company, which means that it gets to keep its affairs to itself. And it's only responsible to its limited set of shareholders. But going public would increase scrutiny of its actions. It may not have a free hand in making business decisions either. Now, the rumor is that it tried to sway the RBI to get an exemption to conduct affairs its own way. But unfortunately for Tata Sons, the RBI wasn't having any of that. The Tata name didn't matter in its books. Tata would have to follow the rules and go the IPO route. Now, all of this was a known fact even a few months ago. So it doesn't really answer the question as to why there's a buzz today, right? Well, today's hype is because a financial services firm, Spark Capital, released a note about Tata Sons. The analysts crunched the numbers and said by virtue of Tata Sons' investments in all these listed companies, its value should be a whopping Rs 8 lakh crores at least. And it could potentially end up being the biggest IPO in India. But that's not what got people talking about Tata Sons. The thing is, and this is quite weird, some listed Tata stocks own a stake in the parent company too. Yes, Tata Chemicals owns 3% of its parent. So, investors were just excited about the prospect of the amount of money Tata Chemicals would make when this locked capital would become free. And by locked capital, we mean that the company has held this stake for at least 25 years. And it hasn't been able to make use of it. Investors never gave it any value because no one knew if the stake would be monetized. But if Tata Sons launched an IPO, Tata Chemicals could finally sell its stake and pocket the gains. It would be massive. And that's why the Tata Chemicals stock price soared by over 30% last week. It was a feeding frenzy, but not so fast now. Remember we told you that Tata Sons wouldn't prefer a situation where it's a publicly listed company, right? That it would like to remain private. Well, looks like it will do everything in its power to maintain that status quo. Over the weekend, the news flipped on its head, and it now appears that Tata Sons is trying to find a workaround to the RBI diktat. It's attempting to shed its CIC and upper layer NBFC tag. How is it going to do that, you ask? Well, the RBI rules do grant some leeway. If Tata Sons can repay all of its borrowings, and if it can shunt off its financial services firm Tata Capital into another subsidiary, that could solve all its problems. At least, that's the word on the street. Now we don't know what will eventually happen. Rumors about a Tata Sons IPO have been doing the rounds for nearly 2 decades now. But each time, it fizzles out. And just like that, even the Tata Chemical stock has lost its fizz. It crashed by 10% yesterday. So maybe it's prudent to wait for the Tata Group to make an official announcement the next time at least. Until then.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.